The Rooftop Rocket Party by Roland Chambers. In the summer, Finn went to visit Dr. Gass in New York. Dr. Gass was a famous rocket scientist, but when Finn asked Dr. Gass where he kept his rockets, the brilliant man just smiled and said, "In a very secret and unusual place." There were no proper rockets in Dr. Gass's laboratory, which was green and full of plans, or in his library, which was red and full of books. And there were no rockets at all in Central Park, though Finn thought it would make a fantastic launch pad. And although there were plenty in the Museum of Rocket Science, none of them belonged to Dr. Gass, which was a pity. That evening, over supper, Dr. Gass explained to Finn how the moon moved around the Earth and was made of rocks. "I always thought the moon was made of cheese," said Finn. "The moon is a stone," said Dr. Gass. "Then what does the man on the moon eat for his supper?" wondered Finn. "There's no supper on the moon," said Dr. Gass. "And what is more, there is no man on the moon to eat it." "Is that so?" said Finn. "That," replied Dr. Gass, "is a mathematical certainty." "Oh," said Finn, and went to bed. But at 12 o'clock, when everybody was asleep, a night thing came tapping at his window. "Good evening," said the night thing. "My master is the man on the moon, and he asked me to invite you to his birthday party." "But Dr. Gass says there is no man on the moon," said Finn. "Is that so?" said the night thing. "That," said Finn, "is a mathematical certainty." And the night thing just yawned and licked his chops. 12 o'clock tomorrow night," he said, "but don't be late." The next morning, Finn told Dr. Gass that what he had seen. "But that was just a dream," said Dr. Gass. And he explained how dreams worked and went on explaining until Finn begged him to stop. That day, they climbed the Empire State Building, which was tall, but not that tall. "How far away is the moon?" asked Finn. "The moon," replied Dr. Gass, "is 240,000 miles away." "A long way," said Finn. "An amazingly long way," said Dr. Gass. "Oh dear," said Finn, and climbed down again. But on the way home, he saw something that made him point and shout, "Dr. Gass, I know where you hide your rockets." And there, on the rooftops, were big red rockets, ready for liftoff. "But those aren't rockets," laughed Dr. Gass. "They're water towers." And he explained how water towers held water to drink and to shower and to wash dishes now and then. And he went on explaining until Finn begged him to stop. And that evening, Finn asked Dr. Gass where he did keep his rockets. "My rockets," replied Dr. Gass. "Why, I keep them in the most secret and unusual place of all, my head." Finn was so disappointed he went to bed without touching his supper, which wasn't like Finn at all. But at 12:05, the night thing came tapping at his window. "Hurry," he said, "no time to dress." Up on the roof stood the red tower. "Just remember," said the night thing, "every child in New York has a rocket on his rooftop." "Lift off!" Everybody was invited to the man in the moon's birthday party. And when they landed, the man in the moon met them one by one. "Good night," he said, "and welcome. And now let the fun begin." And first they played the bouncing game. And Finn bounced so high he thought he'd never come down again. And next they hunted each other through the moon caves, which were all lit up with green. And when they were hungry, they had a picnic, which tasted like nothing on earth. "But where is the cheese?" wondered Finn. "I am sorry," replied the man on the moon. "I have eaten all the cheese. Please have a meringue." And then, when they were all sleepy and the night was almost over, the man on the moon played them a tune on his pale violin. And then it was time to go home. And next morning, Dr. Gass went into his bathroom to brush his teeth. But there was no water in the tap, not a drop. And so he went outside in his dressing gown to investigate. And there he saw something so unmathematical, so very unscientific, that he closed his eyes and said, "Ridiculous!" It was a great red rocket parked right in the middle of the street. And close by on the sidewalk was a half-eaten meringue, which belonged to a little boy who was fast asleep upstairs, because space travel is very exhausting.